glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
All of us who help sponsor Moments are praying that you and your family will find this devotional time a blessing. If you are blessed through this ministry, we would love to share more blessings that come from the Lord and His Holy Word. Offered during each broadcast, we have a number of resources that can help answer spiritual questions and build up one's faith in Jesus and in the promises of salvation. We frequently pray that you will seek the blessings that we can provide for you. Our purpose is solely to honor our Lord and to help you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
The things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed, they're not mine at all. Jesus, let me use them to brighten my life, so remind me. Scars in His hands. Yet He chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why He loved me, I can't understand. Roll back the curtain of me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, remind me, dear Lord. So remind me.
John tells us that Jesus came into this world by way of the incarnation. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, is the testimony of the Apostle John in the first chapter of his gospel. Jesus, the Son of God, who was the power by which this world came into being, took on the nature of the creation itself. He was in the beginning with God. He was God. Yet He humbled Himself to be born of woman and enter into our realm. With this experience, Jesus felt the pain of this sinful world. He saw the effects of sin in the lives of those who refused to return to God. He laughed and He cried. Jesus lived on the earth and experienced the heartache of this fallen and sinful world. He suffered loss. He was betrayed. He was rejected. He was forsaken. Jesus is described in Scripture as our high priest who can sympathize with us because He has been where we are. He was tempted in every way, as we are, yet he did not sin. He was accused, he was mistreated and hurt and finally killed by ungodly people. He knows how it feels to be very popular and then to lose that popularity and wonder if his close friends would also go away. Jesus was hated and persecuted. He had people watching him, telling lies about him, trying to trap him in what he would say and do. They wanted to accuse him of sin, but Jesus was perfect. He committed no sin. He lived to please God, and he overcame. Because of his experience on earth, Jesus leaves this message for all who want to be his disciple. If the world hated me, it will hate you too. If the ungodly world persecuted me, the same can be expected for all who will follow after me. Jesus makes this statement. He said, "In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good courage, for I have overcome the world." Jesus sets the stage for discipleship. It will not all be that easy. He expects anyone who wants to follow after him to count the cost of dedication and of service to him. Mention is made in Scripture that sometimes one's own family will become an enemy because of our faith. Relationships that are very meaningful may be torn apart because of the choice that we make to follow Jesus. Jesus didn't promise all good things to those who would take up their cross and follow him. He did promise to make all things work together for our good through the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 8, verse 28. Whether we ever understand it or not, he is able to use even the things that go wrong in our lives as a means to bless us. Jesus lived a perfect life. Our faith is in Jesus because he was sinless. Lots of things in his earthly life were not right, but it wasn't because he was sinful and wrong in his words, actions, or attitudes. Knowing that none of us can live perfectly, we're going to have things go wrong in our lives because we mess up. And living in a fallen world where everyone else is in the same boat with us, we experience a world that is messed up, and we experience those things that are not right because of others. So, do we just accept the fallen nature and live in it, or do we seek to change it? Jesus calls us to change it. He is the one and only one who can create within us the heart that yields to God's will. And when we do, many of the things that have gone wrong in our lives, whether because of ourselves or others, we will seek to make them right again.
Now you will find a little cup with Jesus makes it right. All right. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turning,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears,
and fears
my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turning,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. Hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turning. Know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus. Find a little talk with Jesus.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus. Makes it. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles.
Find
a little talk with Jesus.
Makes it.
Right.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.